Right now, it is time to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frick and frack of Nick and Knack. You can find them on the web, tqag.com, or here on a Tuesday morning. And we say good morning to both the frick and frack, or do we just have one?
No, we're both here.
There we go. The new Skype thing does only shows one picture, so you've got to always guess. You always got to guess if that second person is there.
Oh, is it the first person you call that pops that shows the photo, or is it?
It varies from random. It varies from time. Like last week when you couldn't come on the air, it was your picture that was there. But anyway.
Wow.
But
well,
anyway.
Greetings from the Big Easy.
It's nice to have you guys back on the air. It's nice to see you sound fully recovered, Greg.
I am. Thank you. I just was a little under the weather last week, and I didn't have a voice, which is unusual for me.
So. Well, you and I both know. You and I both know when we can't speak. Boy, that's losing one of the major senses that we have.
Yeah.
Well, and his ears are still popping. You know, just he's trying to get his, you know, especially after the airplane ride here to New Orleans. So
now, how's the weather been for you guys down there?
Oh, well, we're in New Orleans. We've been here since
Saturday.
And it's actually like it is in Florida. It's except a little, honestly, a little more humid. It's
much more humid.
It got up to 105. So that's a little on the warm side, even for me.
Well, New Orleans is meant to be a hot place.
It is. And well, luckily we are in class teaching and doing the interpersonal communications class for auction professionals, and we have 11 students, and they've been great. Today is day two, and one of our students in the class, we talk about things that they've done and things that interesting things, big achievements, and one of our students is he early on bought up all those vanity phone numbers like 555, 555, and all whatever other numbers. But one of his biggest achievements is he sold a phone number for $1.3 million. Now, you know what, Greg? We never asked him what was that number.
Yeah,
I'll have to ask him today.
I was so dumbfounded when he said he sold a telephone number for $1.5 million. It's like I couldn't even move. So, yeah, whoever thought that was even a business. But,
yeah, well, people do that. And that's an example of intangibles that are being sold because it's you can't touch that number, but it's out there and you own that particular number. And I think he also licenses out various numbers. So that was interesting to hear, and interesting to hear about some of the agricultural auctions and some of the other things that a number of our students are doing across the country. And we also have a student from Mexico who is doing a lot of automobile auctions as well as benefit auctions. So interesting, diverse group.
All of them have the entrepreneurial spirit?
Yes.
Yes, they're all auctioneers. And some of them are family businesses, first, second, and even third generation auction businesses. Some of them are benefit auctioneers. Some of them are, a couple of them do appraisals. So it's a good diverse group of auction professionals. So it's the one, while the class is taught usually twice a year, and this is usually the biggest class because it's at conference. So we have
our
a full class
tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a full class. And we get in a couple of days early to do this class and get it out of the way for people.
It also helps them in preparation for the big auctioneer competition that happens on Friday. And I will be one of the hosts for the webcast, the live webcast that we'll be doing for the auctioneer competition. And I will post it on our Facebook page, so that link will be there. It's just fun to watch these wonderful auctioneers with their chants, and it's very different. The cattle chant is different from the automobile auctioneer chant, that is different from the machinery and equipment, that is different from the personal property or the benefit auctioneer. So it's a wonderful opportunity for these individuals to get out there to compete, because a number of companies and a number of other bigger companies may be looking for contract auctioneers. So this is a great way for them to show off their skills, which now, is really great.
Now, how long are you guys in New Orleans for?
Till Sunday.
Oh, so you're gonna go through a tropical storm.
That's what I was looking at on the radar, Marshall. You better believe it. But we're used to this, so we're like, oh, it's heading this way. They said, well, yeah, but we still have 3 or 4 days, and it can change. There's a lot that can change.
And also, when you live in Florida, you live on a strip that's got water on each side. There's something a little different about the storm that rolls across Florida, and one that, especially early in the season, goes into New Orleans. And if it does,
it barrels.
Yeah, that's right.
It just does. We do have one other story that's interesting that's coming up this week. That this marks the 50th anniversary of the Man on the Moon, which will be July 20th. And in honor of that, interesting thing that NASA back in, it doesn't say when exactly, but back after, it was probably in the 70s, they sold footage of the moon landing to an intern for $218.
Fools.
Well, it was mixed in. That tape was mixed in with some other, they didn't realize what was in the box.
That the footage was there? So it was mixed in with other things.
Yeah.
And anyway, this is the footage from the Apollo 11 lunar mission. And Sotheby's is selling this, and it has an estimate of 700,000. It starts estimate of about 700,000, but they do believe that the tapes could sell in upwards of $2 million. And the bidding will begin on July 20th, which is the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
There were, in the tape, in the box of mixed tapes, there were over 1,000 different reels that they sold for $217 and at a government auction.
Yeah.
And
it's 2.5 hours of footage, which provides some of the sharpest images of Neil Armstrong's first step on the moon.
So I'm curious that now, between now and the time that this goes up for sale, trust me, I believe there's going to be a lot more news about this, because we've talked about this in the past about property belonging to NASA.
Well, so, but Greg, this intern, and they give his name, Gary George, so he purchased it, and it was those 65 boxes. He has resold most of the tapes to local TV stations for a profit, but held on to 3 of them labeled Apollo 11. And that was at his father's suggestion. So now, at this point, he is willing to put these up. And if they, he has a bill of sale.
He's got a bill of sale. Yeah. He's got them. And there's not much. When the horses are out of the barn, guess what? The horses.
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of like that old saying is, you can't unring a bell.
No, so. You are correct. So it'll be interesting, and we'll follow this to see where this exactly, how much it exactly sells for. But needless to say, he's made much more than his $218 investment.
He's probably made thousands and thousands of dollars more than that just by selling to the TV stations.
Yes, exactly. And held back on these 3 that are the most prized, with the most iconic of showing the moon walk. And also, I think it also has a conversation with the astronauts and President Nixon. So interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens, what transpires. So we'll keep our eye on that.
All right. Well, enjoy your time down in the Big Easy. And when do you head back to Florida?
Sunday morning, or early Sunday morning.
Well, enjoy your time down there, and I hope you have plenty of acid indigestion medicine.
Oh, yeah, we do. We had a wonderful meal last night, but let me tell you, it was a little rich for me, and I was in the middle of the night and said, oh, I need my tubs.
All right, guys, have fun there, and we'll speak
to
you next week.
Have a great week.
Take care.
Take care, Marshall.
Bye.
Tim, Luke, and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. TQAG.com on the web is where you can find them.